You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob. We've created this video series to help you navigate through the difficult process of divorce. We really hope this makes your journey a little easier. Our episode today is on undermining the other parent and putting the kids in the middle.
Oh yeah.
This is just difficult. We see people, and I've done it, I think it's so hard not to.
You probably just do it unknowingly almost. But we have a friend who did this, and the husband had an affair, and she would bash him all the time to the kids, and it really backfired. It was tremendously problematic for the kids. It was problematic for her.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've seen the downside of what that does.
It didn't have the intended consequences.
It did not. That's a good way to put it. We're lucky today to have Maude Purcell with us. Maude is a seasoned psychotherapist who founded the Life Solutions Center in Darien, Connecticut. And what that is this unique consortium of independent businesses that are all designed to treat the whole person. It's a really brilliant concept. She also writes a regular column and has written for years for Hearst newspaper, and she speaks all over the world. So we're really lucky to have her. Maude, thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
You know, we all feel like we're trying to prove ourselves to our kids, trying to be the better parent, trying to one-up, trying to be justified and right.
In my case, I am the better parent. It's just more I want to get that across.
So you're going to get it across by totally
stepping on. To the detriment of the kids. And to Dave, poor Dave. Yeah. So what is the right way to handle this?
Well, let me say, first of all, that I think divorce is so emotional that we forget the most important thing, which is the well-being of our children. We're so caught up in the upset of it that we are more concerned about getting back at the other, you know, our partner, getting back at the other parent than we are about what's right for the kids. So I think it's very important that if things are acrimonious enough between you and your partner, that you get some professional help, because you may need guidance in terms of how to talk to the kids and how to keep your own feelings out of it and how to remember that this isn't about you getting back at each other. This is about keeping your kids intact.
At what point is it the little comments that matter? If I throw in a, you know, your dad shoulda, that you might have even said while you were married, but it takes on a different feeling.
Yes, it does.
When you're parenting in different homes, right?
Absolutely. I think we can all slip and make little comments. It's still not great, but it's the bigger comments that are really damaging. It's when a parent is on a campaign to completely disparage the other parent and try to destroy the children's view of that parent.
What happens? What happens to the kids when that case...
Untold damage. Untold. Because up until that point in time, they have wanted to believe and still want to believe that they have two wonderful parents. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, to be hearing these horrible things about one parent that they don't want to believe, but they're being told the same nasty things over and over again, really rocks their world. That parent has been part of their foundation, and all of a sudden, that foundation is being ripped up and destroyed.
I also feel like kids know. Like, if someone's having an affair and they're not behaving properly, the kids know it.
Absolutely.
Whether you disparage the other person or not, right?
Right.
So it doesn't need to be said.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And in fact, I think our job as parents know, here I am on my soapbox about this because I
She's always
really,
on a soapbox. No.
I really care about this. I think our job as parents is almost to save the image of the other parent in the children's minds.
For the sake of the family.
For the sake of the
community,
children.
For everybody, right?
Absolutely. There's so much research to support the notion that although divorce is always damaging short term, if it's handled well, the damage is short term.
Okay.
It's when there's this kind of disparaging of one parent by the other or both parents that longer-term damage happens, and these children grow up into people who can't, into adults who can't conduct relationships themselves, or who feel badly about themselves, or they can't function in the world.
I also see situations, Maude, of people not necessarily disparaging, but using time with the kids as like a bargain, or using the children as bargaining chips.
Absolutely.
You know, putting the kids in the middle, making them feel torn about who they should spend time with.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Very, very damaging, because you're asking the children to pick one parent over the other. They love both parents, and what are they supposed to do?
So on that point, how much say do you give your kids? Like, let's say my daughter says to me, I don't want to go see Daddy this weekend, and it's the allotted time.
Right.
What do you do?
they need to go. It's you are the parents, you are in charge, and you can say to them, you can say to your son or your daughter, you know, sweetheart, however old they are, you may not choose it, but this is your mom or this is your dad. They love you, and this is where you'll be this weekend.
Okay.
Now, when they get to a certain age, it becomes very difficult. You know, I think after about the age of 14, but you can ask your legal experts about this.
Okay.
It becomes very difficult to say to a child, you have to go, you have to do this. Hmm. You certainly can't bodily drag anyone. But in the interest of your children, you need to encourage them to keep that schedule that's been set. They need to believe that there's a structure in place and that you're mm-hmm. going to stick to it. That gives them a sense of security. And if they think they can be in control, that doesn't really make them feel very safe.
But, Mo, there's a fine line here, I would imagine, between acknowledging that there may be a legitimate reason your children
yes.
don't want to go. And what do you do if you get to that situation where there may be, you know, unchecked parenting or another new romance in the house that makes them feel uncomfortable or some
That's
kind
a great
of
way to put
substance
it.
Abuse
yeah.
going
oh,
on?
No.
What
do you
Absolutely.
Legitimate.
Yes. If there's something going on that you think is really damaging to your child, the best thing to do is take this to your attorney and say, listen, there's a situation here. I'm very worried about my child or my children.
Mm-hmm.
And let them help you navigate that, because there are legalities about all of this. And if they agree with you that your children are in danger, there will be legal steps, I think, that will need to be taken. And there may be something called co-parenting counseling involved. You know, different decisions may be made about the custody arrangements if, in fact, your children are in danger.
Okay.
But I don't think you really can't navigate those waters on your own.
Okay. That's a good
point. You really have to get professional help.
And what do you do if the kids are throwing the parents under the bus? Like your daughter says, you know, dad is doing blah, blah, blah.
You don't take the bait.
I already screwed that up. All right. I think kids are going to try to play you off. They're going to go for the gap.
The hardest thing to understand is that the best way to help your children is to speak well of their other parent, even if you don't believe it and even if you don't feel it.
It's that okay. acting job again.
Right. It's another Academy Award winning performance. Right. And you don't have to make things up, but you can certainly say, your dad loves you, your dad means well. I'm sure okay. your mom didn't intend to hurt you when she said that. Maybe you can go and talk to her about
it. Just about protecting the kids.
That's right. If you make that your focus, if you make the well-being of your children and think long-term about the fact that you want them to be well-adjusted adults who can actually have relationships that work, if you keep that in mind and let that be your guide,
That's the guiding principle, right?
That's right.
I love it.
Perfect.
We're going to do better.
I totally
screwed
it up.
We're going to
do better,
Bob.
Okay. For more information and resources on this topic, please visit our website at singleprocess.me.
Thank you so much, Maud.
My pleasure.